I am Commissioner's Hearing Officer Morrow on behalf of the Shawangunk Correctional Facility, and today is June 21st, 2021. The time is 9:40 a.m. This is a continuation of a Tier 3 hearing regarding Robert Adams, 07B1611. Also present is?
Anthony Davis, 048-3293. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Right.
Please confirm your name and Dan Adams.
Robert Adams, 07B1611.
Thank you. Davis, you've been requested as a witness by inmate Adams. Please make sure the questions are approved by me before answering. Adams, what is your first question for this witness?
All right. Can you ask him if on May 19th, 2021, at or around 12:15, when they cracked us out the child, if I stopped at his cell?
You can answer that.
Yes.
All right, next question.
Can you ask Mr. Davis the reason why I stopped at his cell?
You can answer that.
Well, Adam stopped at my cell because I was agitated, stemming from my own incident. So he came to my cell to calm me down, to tell me to relax.
Okay. Next.
Can you ask him, after essentially I stopped at his cell, what happened? I want him to tell you everything that he witnessed from the beginning to the end.
Go ahead.
All right, no problem. After inmate Adams walked away from my cell, he was headed to the mess hall. I guess he said something to one of the officers in regards to, like, they were just letting him calm down, talking about me. Officer Mace then started yelling at him, telling him to mind his fucking business. And he became boisterous and started getting aggressive and began approaching inmate Adams. Inmate Dixon came and stood in between inmate Adams and Officer Mace. Inmate Adams was trying to go around Officer May to go to the mess hall, and everywhere inmate Adams, like, whatever direction he went, May went to cut him off. He was saying things like, "Oh, make my day," and then he called inmate Adams a fucking snitch. He told inmate Adams that he's telling on the whole block, the drop of grievances on the whole block. Inmate Adams turned around, I guess he was going to cell or walk another way, and then that's when inmate May punched him, and that's when Sergeant Fools and Scott attacked him, dragged him out into the sally port and began to assault him. Now,
I'd just like to stop right there. I'd like you to ask him, because obviously, after, like you said, when they dragged me out into the sally port, into the middle of the floor.
Try not to lead with your questions.
Okay. Simply, no doubt. I apologize. It's I just
okay.
want you.
You don't have to be sorry. I'm just, you know, making sure this is procedurally good.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I just want you to ask him what he witnessed Sergeant Cruz do to me while I was standing against the wall, and how did he witness what Sergeant Cruz did to me?
You can answer that.
For myself, I cannot see the sally port without assistance. So what I did was I grabbed my tablet and used my tablet as a mirror and stuck my tablet out. As soon as they dragged him out into the sally port. After they finished beating the hell out of him, I witnessed it. Sergeant Cruz stand Adams up and while Adams was in handcuffs. He pulled his hand down and shoved the stick up and stretched him.
Okay, next question.
He just told you, I have further questions. He just confirmed my story to you and my story to everyone else that I was sexually assaulted by Sergeant Cruz with a state-issued baton. At this time, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that you want to say before we... Well, I was going to say adjourn for disposition, but first, was there anybody else that... I believe that was the last witness that I have for you.
I remember that we spoke the last time you conducted this hearing, and I told you that there's an OSI investigation regarding the assault, the physical assault that was perpetrated upon me, as well as the sexual assault that was perpetrated upon me. I told you that inmate Bentley and Gerard with a G, who I believe locked in 137 cell,
Yes, I do still have to. I do,
report
yes,
physical.
I do still have to interview them as I stated I would. I have not done that yet.
Okay.
So then what I'm going to do is I will adjourn for further proceedings pending my interview with those two inmates.
Right, right. And one more thing, I'd just like to, tell you that in the event that they, allegedly state that they don't want to testify, I would like to call the OSI investigator who received their witness statements to this hearing.
That I'm not permitted, I am not going to grant because, again, that's a separate hearing, separate investigation, and a separate proceeding.
Right, but it's relative to, the assault, this incident, the assault that was perpetrated upon me. I understand you're going to deny that. I would just...
Right, okay. I just want you to know that that's independent. They're independent inquiries. I mean,
right,
you can,
that,
you
right,
can either...
I understand.
Staff and an incarcerated person can both be wrong, can both be right, or vice versa, or one or the other. You know what I'm saying? So whether or not a staff member is or is not found guilty, and whether or not an incarcerated person is
a matter of, anybody being, a staff member being found. Are we still on record?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's not a matter of anybody, finding the staff member guilty. All I'm simply stating is, that I would like to call the OSI investigator, and I understand that you can deny that request, and that's your decision. I just like to state my objection, and we can move on.
Okay. All right. Any other objections before we adjourn for further proceedings?
I've pretty much stated all my objections with regard to, the lack of assistance and everything with regarding that. So, we can proceed.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. The time is 9:45 a.m. We are adjourned for further proceedings.
Okay.